At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Dallas, people, you're stupid.
It's John and Lance.
But yeah, I could not be a drug mule. Too forgetful.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome in, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell for the next 3 hours live from the Golden Nugget Lake Charles from the DraftKings Sportsbook. It is on. We have got so much to talk about now after last night. Holy crap, what a great day it was. Some Coors Lights flying, some Astros baseball just dominating. Another dominant performance by the Astros as they win it 4-3 with a late bomb by Christian Walker. What?
Two for the night.
Yeah.
Two home runs for Christian Walker, man. This is the Christian Walker we signed up for.
This is the one. He's the one. He is the one.
Yeah.
I think we can all agree on that. And then last night we had our fantasy draft here. We watched the Cougs kick some ass. We watched Nebraska just dominate Cincinnati offensively, just up and down the field. Lance feels like Dylan Raiola is the one too.
God. 3-star. How about if his name wasn't Raiola? Would Adele, could you turn this up a little bit in my ear? If his name wasn't Raiola, would he have had the fanfare? No, I shouldn't say Raiola because that's an offensive lineman.
Yeah,
no
right.
one cares about that.
Right.
I mean, we know who played for the Lions.
Rocco Beck doesn't have that kind of.
Yeah, that's true. Really, what I should be saying was if he wasn't so good at imitating Patrick Mahomes, would he be a big deal?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
He's a guy.
When you watch him, Connor Wegman looks way more impressive.
How about the way
physically, athletically? Wegman is a more physically talented player than Raiola, who was Wegman was also, I believe, a 5-star. If not a 5-star, a 4-star. He was pretty highly regarded. But the difference, it's funny, watching that Nebraska game and all the hype around Raiola, and it really is because he can imitate Pat Mahomes really well. Because Wegman is a more talented looking player. That's not all that goes into the quarterback position, but we watched it all because we're here in the DraftKings Sportsbook and there's 1 million televisions.
Mm-hmm. Over
a million. And on one of the screens was our draft.
Right.
So we were able to have one of our screens, a big screen, no less.
Right. Gigantic screen.
Yeah.
And Dell kept screwing it up, but it ended up working out just fine.
I wonder how. I wonder how it kept working out if I kept screwing it up.
Well, it kept going black, to black. And whatever, Dell. Can you please pay attention?
God forbid. Okay. The computer goes to sleep. I wish you'd have went to sleep.
I wish I had, too, because I ended up afterwards. I played poker and lost all the money I had won, gave it all back like an idiot. But what a day. What a great day. Oh, the football season is here. It's just so good. Connor Wegman did look good. Connor Wegman looked really nice. The Cougs looked nice. Boy, their big tight end, Tanner Cozill, looks real. Yeah, I mean, he looks like good. He could be. He's a guy.
Yeah, he's a guy. He could be a day two NFL draft guy. He's needs to gain a little bit of weight. He's a pass-catching tight end that came 3 years at Ball State. His first two were just kind of standard. And then his final year had over 800 yards receiving and 8 touchdowns, like high 70s in catches. So he was the top tight end in the transfer portal. And when the Cougs got him, that was a big deal. I mean, to get Wegman and Cozio, Wegman came into college football with, high star designation at Texas A&M, where no one seems to work out at Texas A&M at quarterback until they leave. For whatever reason, you had that with Kyler Murray. It was Kyler. Who else? Kyle Allen was actually pretty decent in Houston.
He's still an NFL quarterback at this point.
Yeah.
Kyle still is.
Yeah, he was playing for the Lions in preseason.
Yeah, so is Kyler. And then, of course, you have
– We just faced him.
You know, of course, you have now Connor Wegman, who had at least in game one, and it's limited competition, you know. But we'll find out. But you can see the talent.
Yeah.
You can see the talent. And then Koziel was, as I mentioned, the top tight end in the transfer portal, and you can see why. They got a hard charging running back. They've got some talent that on the defensive side. It's Willie Fritz has got. He might have a little something here. Yeah. He might have a little something here. I know there was, you know, we talked about the fact that there were some people who, you know, put them on the, you know, gave them some votes in terms of others receiving votes to be in the top 25, and I think you can see why based on yesterday. But it's one game, so we'll find out. But it was a good one for the Cougs.
Yep.
On both sides of the ball.
Yep, they look good. The Nebraska struggled, but they were able to get away with it, 20-17. Sorsby for Cincinnati throws that late pick. Holy crap, that was terrible. When they were close to field goal range, and with down three, and he throws it up there, and the safety he threw into cover two too deep, and the dude picks it off, and game's over. Bad play. And you mentioned Dylan Rayola just did not look all that great. South Florida. Their quarterback, Brown, holy crap, he must have broke 15 tackles yesterday. Did you see that one run he had?
That got called back because of a holding call. He ran through maybe six, seven guys to get to the end zone.
Holy crap. Nobody could. And he was wearing shorts.
Yeah, remember Dion earlier this offseason was talking about, guys, we need some uniformity with uniforms because guys are out there walking. Brown is the prime example of what he was talking about.
He was wearing shorts.
Yeah, he had, like, he's wearing, like, UCF went with their all-black uniform yesterday, so it just looked like he was wearing bike shorts.
Mm-hmm.
They're pretty much at mid-thigh, and he was out there playing football.
It was great. That's great. I like that. All right? I don't know why guys don't need knee pads anymore. We used to need
knee pads. It's not cool. Doesn't look good. That's why they don't wear them. That's the only reason they don't wear them.
Yeah, but what about that whole busted kneecap thing?
A lot of them don't even wear thigh pads.
Yeah, if you're an athlete. If you're an athlete on the outside, or you're
they think it's 7-on-7.
Yeah, you don't. They don't wear any pads below the waist.
Right. Just crazy.
Craig Biggio would be strapped up with pads
all over.
So would I.
Oh yeah. So would I.
I try to.
Got used to it.
Where's my
give me more pads?
Where's my hamstring pads?
Yeah.
Little thin little hip pad they used to give you. This ain't gonna stop anything.
Nice little start.
I want some Kevlar.
Nice little start. Tomorrow we got Texas and Ohio State.
How about Josh Pate giving us South Florida?
I know. He just
said, Josh Pate on the show yesterday, he goes, how about John ask about that upset? And he just said,
everybody just thinks they're Boise and they're going to be. And
they're Boise because they're headed down to Florida. They got a good returning quarter. Their quarterback's
really
good.
Look at this play. Did you see this
one? Yeah, the punter.
The punter was really their backup quarterback.
To be fair. That guy runs out in the field. Look at him.
Yeah,
the way he runs.
Even his physique, you think, okay, that's a punter. I don't know if he's a freshman. I don't know, but he looks like a punter at this point.
Yeah, and he threw a touchdown.
Yeah, but he didn't. He acted like a cocky quarterback, though. The way he was running, and you could see it. Like he had all the confidence in the world. You can't run that fake punt at that spot unless you got somebody with a little swagger and confidence to make that throw. It was a legit throw he had to make. And he did it, but man, what a beating South Florida! Josh Pate was right about that one; just an absolute beating South Florida. And they were supposedly going to be a pretty good team this year. So
supposedly,
and then so we're underway. The big news, the really big news, was that Micah Parsons was traded by the Dallas Cowboys yesterday, and it just over the last couple days, it started to sink in. Maybe just the last day. Where it started to be, Adam Schefter came out and said, the Cowboys are officially listening to trade offers. And I think that's when Cowboy fans thought, you know, because I was thinking they're not going to let an elite pass rusher go. But I think ultimately this just got to a point where David Mulugeta and Jerry Jones just couldn't do business. And Jerry came out and said stuff publicly about Mulugeta. He wanted everyone to know that he was trying to get a deal done, and he didn't think Mulugeta was operating in good faith. And let's face it, David Mulugeta – can be hard to negotiate with. And I think Mulugeta wanted basically everything. He thought he had the top stance, and so he basically said, I'm not giving a five-year deal. this is going to have to be a four-year deal. And after the trade to Green Bay, he got a four-year deal. He was not going to take 5 years. He wanted to get back to free agency. He wanted to maximize the amount of money that he was going to make. He and his client, I'm talking about, were going to make. And he got what he wanted. But the Jerry Jones thing, would it have – do you think it went side – do you think they could have got a – okay, if – I think Jerry's – Jerry did not want to lose negotiations, I don't think. I think he wanted, hey, we're willing to give you this, but you got to give us some. I think Jerry expected, hey, we're going to make him the highest paid non-quarterback, but we expect you to give us something too. This should be a give and take. And I think Mulgetta basically said, no, it's going to be a take and take. And I think Jerry's ego got in the way and said, we can't get this done. Now he has traded an elite pass rusher, and I don't use the word elite very often. To me, that's just been overused. He's an elite now. It's been replaced with generational, but he's an elite pass rusher. And you got two first-round picks for him and Kenny Clark. Kenny Clark is a good defensive tackle. He's exactly what Dallas needs. They're not good up the middle as in run defense, but he's also older. I mean, he's in his 30s now. He's a good player, but, you know, for how long? I don't know. Maybe he gives you three more years. The two first, I mean, that's nice that you say you got, quote-unquote, two first-round picks, but they're probably going to be in the 20s, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
And two picks in the 20s, like we talked about last year, it always sounds nice when you say, well, I got two first-round picks. Well, what happens when there's a name attached to it? And all of a sudden, it's not as impressive. Because you're not going to find pass rushers that are as good as Micah Parsons in the 20s. It's just probably not going to happen.
No, you could package, though, with yours and the both of those.
You can't miss because it turns out everyone's going to be watching this. You traded Micah Parsons for this, you've got to hit these picks and you got to develop these picks. They can't be misses. You've got to hit these draft picks if you gave up Micah Parsons. So for Green Bay, I think Green Bay gets a great pass rusher. Micah got his money that he wanted. Now he's in freezing cold Green Bay. I don't know that he's in love with probably – it's not – talking to James Jones and some of those guys over the years, they'll tell you, and you live there. James Jones just told me straight out, honestly, I could say for a young black man living in Green Bay, there's nothing to do. He goes, there's not really anything for a young white man living. He said, it's just not a place where, as a young athlete, that you're going to have any nightlife. Yeah, you have to go to Milwaukee. There's nothing really to do. So, you know, all the money in the world is great. If it's lifestyle stuff that he's then outside of season, like all the other players do, he'll take off. But he's got a chance to win some games here at Green Bay, probably more so than in Dallas.
But what's a win for Green Bay? Look, Dallas will take the brunt of everything because it's Jerry and they just traded away a generational pass rusher. But Green Bay traded away two first-round picks.
He's a generational pass
rusher. What's the win? How does Green Bay come out the winner in this trade? Because they're winning the day. They're going to win up until, obviously, the season, and we'll see. But what's a win for Green Bay in this?
You need him to compete for Defensive Player of the Year awards, and you need – because if he does that, then you assume the offense – I mean, there's only so much Michael Parsons can do.
But Reggie White changed – now that's the comp he's getting because of the move they made.
But they had Brett Favre.
Well, what's Jordan – he may not be Brett Favre, but what is Jordan Love supposed to be? He's supposed to be a franchise quarterback, right?
What I'm saying is Micah Parsons has to play at a really high level.
But if you trade away two first-round picks for a non-quarterback, because the Bears traded two first-round picks for Khalil Mack, and what did that get him? Of course, they were not in the same position as the Packers. So if you're trading away two first-round picks for Micah Parsons, does a Super Bowl have to come from this for it to be a win for the Packers?
I don't think so. He can't control that.
But they were making a move to get over the top. And if they believe he helps them do that.
Well, he helps the defense. All he can help is make the defense a more dangerous rush defense.
So that's why I'm not putting it on Micah Parsons. What is a win for the Packers on this? Do they need to win it all to justify the two first-round picks?
I guess I don't see where you're coming from because I think that you justify the two first-round picks by getting the rush that you wanted. It's two sides of the ball. This trade only affects one side of the ball.
Sure, but the move is
any trade though. I mean,
but the move is being made because they believe they're a piece away, right?
Yeah.
So if the piece away doesn't result, if there's still a team who's getting knocked out in the divisional round,
okay. Let me flip it on you then.
Well, sure.
If they hadn't made this move, what could it have meant for winning the championship?
The Packers would have been.
It's either this move helps you win a championship or the other side helps you win a championship. See, I don't think there's a correlation between the two.
Well, they probably think they're ready to win a championship.
Yeah, but that's why you do this.
Yeah, they think that.
They're going all in.
Yeah. And that's fine. I listen, is Micah Parsons worth two first round 20 in the 12,
I think
two
so.
First
and,
round
and
picks 40, 20,
20? And not just two first rounds, the 47 plus whatever comes out to be the AAV of 47 plus million
too.
Dollars a year.
Right. If you got it, you got it.
But they've already paid Jordan Love, right?
Yes, I believe he has.
Yes. And so when you look at Green Bay, there's no wide receivers that are going to hog up a bunch of money, not unless Matthew Golden.
But that'll be years down the line.
They don't have – Josh has running back money. They don't have an offensive lineman that's a top-tier A1 guy. So the thing with Green Bay is they can afford it because they don't have a CeeDee Lamb and they don't have their Dak Prescott. I mean, their Dak Prescott was Jordan Love, so and he's already been paid. So, I mean, I like that move for – I like the move for Green Bay. The NFC is – you know, NFC is not as tough. There's some decent teams there. But I think the NFC North is for the taking right now. The Lions have – you know, we'll find out.
We have our own thing here. You didn't like the move for the Texans when they had a franchise quarterback and they went and drafted it for Laramie Tunsil. You didn't like the picks they gave up.
No, because tackle doesn't.
I think that was a different deal.
Absolutely not, because I don't think you. They also, you know, I think that deal was probably negotiated in advance. You see, it was the trade was announced and the money was announced. The Texans didn't even have a deal with Laramie Tunsil.
No, they didn't. We got a break. We are live at the DraftKings Sportsbook here in Lake Charles, loving it. What a great time was had by all last night. I think some of them will probably come down. We had a big time.
Well, I
here.
Know one guy won't.
Well, the
one
Cowboy
that you kept,
fan.
What you were? You went over the top.
No,
on that.
I think I was right. No. That was accurate.
No. That was very
aggressive.
We
had a discussion about this.
Yeah.
You were. I don't know what your problem
was.
With
that
him,
was too
but
much.
It got personal.
It did get
personal. He wanted to take a picture with you, and you were still screaming at
Shut
him.
Shut up, you stupid ass! Blah blah blah.
And that
blah,
was the like, best thing he said.
Oh
to
yeah,
him.
I can't say what you really said. I actually just softened it up right now.
Well, he deserved it wearing that crap. He just did it to provoke me.
And that's you allowed him to. You couldn't be a bigger person?
No.
You gave him exactly what he wanted.
Yeah.
No, he didn't want that. It turned out he
thought
he
did.
He thought he did. And then he just wanted to be friends with John. He
no.
kept asking
well, you assumed
John,
there would be some decorum, and
no,
then he got none of it.
He thought
no.
it was all in good fun. He doesn't know there's no such thing
well,
as good,
good
fun.
Well, good thing HRP wasn't here, that's, that's
no
for sure.
Question.
Because I would have been. There would have been sanctions. But here's the deal. HRP wasn't here, and it's all fine, all good. Everybody, we're all good. And I want to tell you something. We're good because we got HRP. We love what HRP does for our business. You'll love what HRP will do for your business. HRP, it just makes it so much easier on you. I mean, you're doing payroll. You're doing your taxes. You're doing HR. You don't know these things. You got no idea about these things, how to do it as efficiently and economically as HRP does. You just don't. You're not as good. They're experts in the field. You are not. You're an expert in your field, and you're very successful at whatever you're doing. Except, you know what? You're not. Don't do the payroll. Don't do the HR. Don't try to figure out your own 401ks and your insurance plans. You don't know about them. Get with people that know all of this stuff, and that's HRP. We love them. You'll love them, too. Just give a call up here to Laura and ask her about them. Ask her about them. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
You're listening to John and Lance, broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios located at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Anything you want to talk about, you want to get in, you're more than welcome. 713-780-3776. Come in and hang out with us. What you see last night that you really liked, you're more than welcome to talk about it. We are live at the DraftKings Sportsbook here at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Loving life. This is our last show here. This week, but boy, man, that was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun yesterday watching all the games. Get here, I'm telling you, no better place to watch a game. You got the where you bet the booth right there. You got all these kiosks right here that you can put in whatever bet you want at whatever time. Live betting during the game, so much fun, so good.
I will say, I do spots for I guess a I don't really consider Underdog a competitor. They're a DraftKings is a sports book.
Yeah.
Underdog does the high and the low stuff, but it's geofenced. You know, so Louisiana is not, we are not an underdog state.
No.
So once you cross the state lines,
yeah.
you can look at your account, but don't try to get in and put an Don't try to get in and put a
no.
and put a draft in.
You can't. No, you can't.
I love it. But I love it.
And
I love when a state says no.
Yeah,
we're a DraftKings state.
When you leave the state too, you can't. You can't get in DraftKings either.
And really?
Yeah. This is the DraftKings is specifically for Louisiana. I don't think we can do it.
No, you can do it in. Oh yeah, yeah. You
can do it in Houston.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Well,
you can't. No, you can't. Not this casino gambling. You can't do.
Oh,
you
no.
can do make under over thing in Houston.
Oh no, you're right. Yeah. Because
you can't do the casino thing.
No. And I every day keep an eye on my DraftKings stock.
You keep an eye on it.
I have, as you know, I have for you.
Well, I know
it's
you
made
did.
Its way. Made its way all the way back up.
Yeah, I know, and you continue to dabble with it when you should just leave it alone.
I should just leave it alone because it's 100%. If I if I sell 200 stock, it will immediately go up about 4%.
It 5%. Always does.
What I can tell you on my kids, it always goes up, and if I buy it, it initially comes down 100%. If I get up off of if I'm on a slot machine out there and I can't win on it for 3 hours and I get up and leave, two Asian women will come in, they'll swoop in, they'll put in $100 and leave with about $900.
Mm-hmm.
It is a lock. It is a guarantee. I might be a jinx.
There might be?
Yep.
Okay. Might be a jinx. Okay.
And I say that because I actually saw it happen the other day.
You lose stuff.
Yeah,
you don't, you
there's this woman sitting.
Stuff,
there's
and
this.
Then it makes money after you sell it. You
right.
are a
yeah.
jinx, clearly.
You're a jinx. You're
clearly.
Well, there's
and
something.
You get hurt all the time.
Yeah.
You
fall off ladders. Yeah.
Yeah, you're a jinx.
You trip over.
I mean,
curves.
I didn't. I fell off the ladder in 20, or 19 or 20. That was a long time ago. I fell
you know,
off the ladder. Maybe
I've
in
never,
here, I don't fall off ladders no more.
You know what? I've never done ever fall off a ladder. It's
yeah.
never happened.
19, did you put the ladder
20.
On top of a bush
no,
in the middle of
I
a rainstorm?
No, I wouldn't do that. That's how you don't fall off ladders.
Yeah. I fell off a ladder because I did a stupid thing. By
well, yeah, we know that.
Yeah, we know.
And Sebastian said, can I hold the ladder for you? No, I don't need you to hold a ladder.
So
well,
would
well,
your son offer to hold the ladder today?
Yeah, he's stronger now.
Okay.
So I would trust him. Yeah, I would trust him. I don't go out and I did actually get a ladder. I had to get something out of the gutter again. That's the way I fell. I was getting something out of the gutter, and it happened again. I had to get something out of the gutter, but this time I was on solid ground.
Oh, you learned from your mistake.
Yeah. I'm not, you know, Astros won yesterday, and that's great. Christian Walker had a couple home runs. I like the fact that Joe Espada, that you had Yordan come in, and he's trying to get his feet under. And I like that Joe gave him a day off.
Well,
you know, the last thing you want is Yordan
in the lineup.
Yeah. In the lineup, playing
too many days
after he's
actually very smart move. We're going to take it. We're going to be very cautious.
Okay.
We're not
why?
Going to because he's just hitting bat. He had contact with the ball four times over two games, and walked the other times. We're not going to aggravate the hand. We're going to make sure that he gets some rest. We're not aggravating. We're going to be very cautious with it, as opposed to when it's still broken, we're going to try to hit. Okay?
I guess that's fine. I just – your hand's not good enough to – like, it can aggravate your hand swinging a bat still?
Yeah. Well, how do you think then it gets aggravated
then
in the first
then
place?
We need to move Yordan. We need to move off Yordan in the offseason. If this is what it had, that he can't swing bats without it hurting too much, and we're going to have to – sit him on the bench because he's – is he Kawhi Alvarez? Is that who we have?
Well, kind of.
He is Kawhi Alvarez. When he plays, he's really good, but he's always like just
– actually, yeah.
You're not
he's
sure.
He's missed that many games now.
Yeah.
Where he is Kawhi, and you got to – yeah, we got to rest him.
But you know he's really good when he plays.
That's right. So we want him on the field. So if we have to sit him on a day game after a night game, then we'll do that. That's just smart. Okay, our manager is really smart.
Dude, Coco Gauff has got a – is this live? Gauff versus Sabalenka?
No, that was yesterday.
Did she beat her?
No, that's the French Open.
Oh, yeah, that's the
oh,
French.
Oh, wait, what am I looking at? This isn't even U.S. Open.
I was watching that yesterday,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, because Coco Gauff did beat Sabalenka.
Yeah, they haven't played in the U.S. Open yet. That's still where you're playing people like you don't even know their names. All right?
Like an Ostapenko.
Ostapenko. Oh, boy, did –
Oh, you see the video behind her when she said, you need to learn to be a better loser or whatever. Ostapenko is not an
no,
– I think she is the villain, by the way.
Who is the really famous – Osaka. She talked about it in her press conference, in her post-conference.
Really famous. What were you going to end that with?
Really famous Asian tennis player. She was number one in the world, Osaka.
Naomi Osaka.
I don't know that she's really famous.
Yeah,
I think most
famous.
Of our listeners would not know Naomi
Osaka.
Oh,
I don't know. Anyway,
Grand Slam.
She said afterwards, she was
nobody
like,
knows that.
Ostapenko, that's stupid what you just said. You have no idea about this country and what has happened here to be calling a black girl the thing, to saying the things that you said is stupid. It's stupid.
Yeah. Even, once again, I don't think that that's, I don't think that's what she meant at all. I think she was saying she doesn't know the she doesn't know the tennis. You know.
Regardless.
I think she. I think it was lost in translation. So of course she was going to.
She's going to get hit with the racism stuff though.
Well, yeah.
When you say you're obviously uneducated.
Oh, you already knew that coming out. She said you need education.
Yeah.
It's technically what she said.
Yeah. She needs
is she said you don't have class.
She said, she also
said you don't have class and you need an education is what she said. It was what it was interpreted as from Townsend was you don't have you're not educated. And it was whatever. It was about she thinks she doesn't know the rules, the unwritten rules of tennis. I didn't even know there were unwritten rules.
Had no idea.
But apparently all the tennis people yesterday, like Dez and Joan, who watched it, they go, oh, yeah, this is a known thing that if you hit a court and you get the point, you just kind of say, my bad. But I'm still trying to understand why.
You have to do it?
Why?
You don't have to do it?
Who says I'm sorry when they get a lucky bounce off the rim?
Yeah.
You know, it goes real high and then it goes
sorry.
In. Did Kawhi apologize when he made that shot for the – that crazy bounce for the Toronto Raptors when
he should have.
Did he apologize at all?
He should apologize.
When they won the title, and one of the reasons because they who did they eliminate with that shot?
The Sixers.
Yeah. Did he apologize to the Sixers?
No, but maybe it's not strict. Maybe it's for sports that aren't strictly dominated by Americans. Because I told you about it in soccer. If you score a goal against your next team, you got to put your hands up and not celebrate. You got to be polite about it.
You think John would do that?
No, of course not.
Who, me?
Yeah. If he scored against 6'10".
No. I ain't apologizing for scoring. And I don't apologize when I hit a lucky river card, a one-outer. Thank you. That's my pot. Give it to me.
Do you apologize when you hit it into the woods, but it hits the tree?
Oh.
And it flies back out in the fairway?
Hell no. Go, yes, tree.
Yeah.
Yes.
Of course, that's what you say.
Take that.
I would say
you
yes,
thought I was
net.
Out. You thought I was going to get a stroke
yes,
penalty.
Net. Yes, net. That's what I would be saying. Yeah.
Thank you, net. I didn't know the net was not part of the court.
Hey, the net
court.
Works for you too, Ostapenko.
Yeah.
Well, Osaka said she wouldn't care either way about the apologizing part. But, as you were talking about, John, she pretty much said, if you don't know the history of the United States, that's a tough thing to say to a black a black tennis player.
Just dumb.
Yeah.
And Ostapenko is not a good loser.
No.
No. You can tell.
Osaka said this. She's like, that's not the craziest thing she's ever said. Don't worry about
you're
it.
Oh, you can tell. Yeah. Oh, no, you can tell she's got that energy.
Yeah. Yep. All right, we got a break. When we come back, we'll give you some info on how to get here to the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Joe's joining us. Joe's been sitting here listening to this show, this garbage.
I feel bad for him.
For 2 days.
In a way,
Joe.
I feel bad for him. Man.
I do too. He's had to sit here. He had to get up early. All right. And now here he
brings
is.
We got coffee and water.
Yeah, we never had that before, Joe. Right? How about Joe taking care of business? We're going to break. We'll be back right after this. But first, Lance is going to talk a little Daspit.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about the Daspit Law Firm, a company who it's a law firm. I shouldn't say a company. A law firm that looks out for your best interest. And because we're here in Lake Charles, I want to mention the trip here, your I-10 East. I run – this is Daspit territory. I mean, he runs all the way. He doesn't practice in Louisiana, but, you know, we're talking about Beaumont is here and Port Arthur and all these areas where you have – offshore stuff, and you have, you know, you're by the water. This is where a lot of the accidents happen. You may end up finding out that you have, that you're involved in a refinery blast, an offshore accident. And when these happen, these can be pretty severe injuries. They require sometimes severe medical attention, hospital stays, prolonged hospital stays. And in some cases, you're never able to work that job again. That's why people turn to John Daspit en masse. When this happens, he has so many people offshore or who are all near the water working on these, in these jobs, these dangerous jobs, they turn to him to make sure that they're properly compensated. And that's what the insurance is there for, to take care of the medical bills, to take care of the pain and suffering, to take care of the recovery process, and, of course, to take care of what's going to happen if you can't work anymore, whether it's short-term or long-term. That has to be accounted for as well. And John Dasso makes sure all three of those are checked and accounted for so that you are able to recover the money that you need to recover for something that wasn't your fault. It was due to someone else's negligence. Make sure that you keep that phone number ready at 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW, or simply go to DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles.
Wow.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance, along with Dell, here with you on ESPN 97. Live from the Golden Nugget Lake Charles, where we are in the DraftKings Sportsbook. They normally don't open this early, but they did it for us. And the guy that did that, Joe Florentino from New Jersey, he's down here now in Lake Charles. A little bit of a culture shock for you down here?
You know, just a bit. I mean, you know, the food's pretty good.
The food, yeah. The people are a little different. Ah. They talk funny.
Yeah, but, you know, everyone makes fun of Jersey accents, so we'll take it.
Anyway, Joe is here, and he is... what's your official title? Marketing?
VP of marketing.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Cool. And we are here, and it is football season, and this is the place to be for all you Houstonians out there listening. As opposed to going, you've heard me talk about this, as opposed to going to Vegas, and you agreed with that last night.
I did. I mean, I spent time in Vegas. It's a beautiful place right now. Like you said, though, 7 hours door-to-door is probably what you're expecting. Probably not going to get the level of service here. Once again, you talk about the southern people. Hospitality is just fantastic here. So
it is, absolutely. And you got everything that you could possibly want here. Now, and then some, which what we don't talk enough about is the concerts.
Oh, yeah.
And you guys have got a lot of great shows coming up this fall.
Yeah, we have Pecos and the Rooftops actually tomorrow night in the concert hall. We have Joe, the R&B singer, not me. I will not be up on that stage. We got Gary Allen coming later in September, John Anderson, Travis Tritt. I mean, we're actually going to do a Christmas show in late November in case, you know, you want to bring the kids out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
For kids?
Yeah, it'll be all ages.
It's kid-friendly here.
Yes, it
will. Although you don't see much of – you don't see many kids here.
No, I mean, we're wrapping up summertime. The pools
– yeah.
The pool season's still pool season, so the weather's warm, but, you know, all the kids are back at school, but we try to, you know – bring out the families every once.
Yeah, if you want, but in the summer, I would imagine you have a lot more.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
without a doubt.
It's school time, and the kids are wearing their grandpa's jeans all the time now. So that's what apparently that's what the kids do.
In my family.
That you're in your family.
Well, it's not in my family. This is. Well, they literally are wearing their grandpa's jeans, but other kids just go find them at a thrift shop. Like, nice, look how huge these pants are.
And they spend premium money for them. And I'm like, you know, those jeans only cost like $20 like 30 years ago. They're like, oh, I spent like $200 on these.
Oh, what? My kids don't. They get a sack of clothes. Oh, they go to Martin Fox's place, too.
Yeah.
Where they get a sack of clothes for like, it costs $4 or $3 a pound. So you're buying clothes by the pound, and it comes in sacks, and like they'll, well, I got a mystery sack, and then they go through it and keep one thing. Like, I got to take all this stuff back to, now I got to go to Goodwill and drop off this sack of clothes you dummies just bought.
Right, for $4. I mean, they got a nice shirt.
So then they need to go drop the sack off.
Well, then do it.
I don't care.
Drop your sack off, kids.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what? I take it back. Keep shopping in your grandpa's closet.
That's right. Fine. It's cheaper.
They
for
went
you.
To Grandpa Zerline's, but Grandpa Zerline's a big football coach, so. Well. They couldn't.
They
fit.
Can't. They ain't wearing that.
Who wants this Cleveland Brown stuff? Me. And they put it on, and they look. You know, it just looks enormous on them. Like, so that didn't work for them.
Yep.
Well, no. This is really great. We always have a great time here, Joe. The facility is fantastic. Our first fantasy football draft in a facility like this since. And John, you weren't in the league. We had one at in Houston. Our very first, like for the first two or three years, we had it in SRO Sportsbook that was on Westheimer. But you weren't in the league, then.
Yeah, I was. I left the league. I was in, and then I left. Yeah.
You were?
Yeah, I was there early.
But you're not in the first year.
I don't remember. I don't remember anyway.
We were in a sports book. That has a sports book feel, as you know. This is an actual sports book. And so I wondered how it was going to work out. I'm like, are we going to be too spread out to hear anything? But it wasn't like that at all. We had food rolling out. We had our drinks rolling out. It's a really good time for fantasy football drafts. I would imagine. Well, I don't even imagine. It's just the truth. This is the spot for not just Super Bowls, but March Madnesses. There's all those must-see events or must-have events.
Yeah.
This is going to be the place for it.
Yeah, and I mean, you guys saw it last night, you know, the potential with the big screen, which you can do here, and football season kicked off, and, you know.
You do that for other people?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
you do?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But the ADHD kicked in. I mean, there wasn't a game that you could have missed last night. You know, you guys were talking about the Cougars, the Astros were on. Mm-hmm. You know, whatever that big event is for the weekend, it's going to be on TV, and, I mean, I'm really excited to see what the football season looks like out here.
So, once again, how do y'all handle UFC stuff? Is it, do people just get to come in, or is there a, do you have to charge, do they force you to charge a fee on the pay-per-view? It won't be pay-per-view much longer because it's going to Paramount.
Yeah, no, we, for the UFC fights, we don't charge at the door. You know, if you want to reserve seating and try to book your seating in advance, you can do that on our website. You know, we obviously have some nicer areas, but, I mean, every seat in here is a luxury couch cushion, so you can't find a bad spot, and there's TV at every angle, so...
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Every angle.
It's an awesome place to watch games. Now, the thing is, too, make your reservation, though.
Yeah, make your reservation in advance.
Because if you try to come here on a football Saturday or a football Sunday, guess what? It's going to be booked. So make your reservation in advance and get here.
Yeah, you guys saw it last night. It was a Thursday night. Yeah, we had a couple of drafts going on. And, I mean, most of this bar top was filled. So, I mean, it's going to start again this weekend for Labor Day and week zero of college football and – roll right into the NFL. I don't think anybody's going to see me for 2 weeks, I wish.
Yeah, that's it. That's it, baby. Come on out to the DraftKings Sportsbook. Got all of the concerts like we talked about, restaurants. Please, the pool is still open, and it's beautiful. I mean, it's still great to go out and play the golf course. Everything about this place, the Blue Martini, everything. It's just to me. This is when you die, you went to heaven. This is heaven for me, all right? This is where I want to be. You know, when I die, I want to be at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. So this is awesome. Joe, we appreciate you hanging with us and doing what you did for us this week. It's awesome. And we hopefully we'll be back here again soon.
Yeah, pleasure having you guys out. Hopefully we don't run out of any Coors Light.
Joe, no, don't run out of Coors Light. Okay, do me one favor.
Trust me, you would have heard if you
do
did.
Do me one damn favor and don't
you,
run
you
out.
You saw how loud it got.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I don't feel bad for the Cowboys guy, though. I kind of deserved it.
You see that?
I think early on he did, but then he was trying to make amends and John.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. By the time you were gone, it was just I felt really bad.
No, we don't need that. We don't need that in our lives. Thanks, Joe. We appreciate
it. Thank you guys very much.
I'm talking about right now, and I'm looking for this. I got sent an email, and I can't find it, but I can tell you exactly what happened. So this guy he told Kent Jones over at Dream Raid. He said, "Hey, watch out.
Hey, rates are coming down too.
Watch out for the rates for me." And when you think it's going to be, you know, it's a good time for me to refi, then please notify me. He is saving tens of thousands of dollars because of Kent Jones. Because Kent Jones is watching the market for him, watching the interest rates. Kent Jones called him and said, dude, this is the time. Boom. Yeah, they're coming down. And Kent Jones is the guy that is going to be able to do your refi. Kent Jones is the guy that's going to be able to do your mortgage when you can afford now to get that house, when you can afford the interest rate that's going to be perfect for you. You want to get into that house. You didn't want to pay the exorbitant interest rates. Well, Kent Jones will keep an eye on it. All you have to do is go to 975 Loans and tell Kent Jones that you want him to keep an eye on it for you. And he does. It's incredible. 713-520-5626. He has saved our listeners tens and ten. I don't know how many thousands of dollars, but our listeners are the ones that are getting the hookup, the ultimate mortgage hookup, Kent Jones. He does it all. You need a broker. You can't do this yourself. You don't know how to buy a home like Kent Jones does. He's been doing it for over 30 years. Save money. Do it the right way. 713-520-5626 or 975loans.com.
You're listening to John and Lance, broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios located at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. What a great night last night, and we got a lot to look forward to this weekend, as well as we got some big football games coming up. So this is the place to be right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. College football back underway. Cougs look pretty good. Cougs look pretty good offensively and defensively. They were playing Stephen F. Austin, but they took care of business. That's the way, I mean, and they covered the 23.5, which is the most important thing. 27-0 Cougs with the win. Connor Wegman looked pretty good. The defense looked really good.
Nebraska didn't. Thanks, Dan.
They could make some noise. I'm telling you, they're gonna.
I think they could too.
They're gonna have to give some teams problems in the Big 12.
Big 12 is extremely parity driven. Yep. They got a lot of teams that are pretty good. It's going to be a highly competitive week every week for the Texans. I mean, for the Cougs. But you know, I don't know. I don't want to get ahead of myself because I still need to see them play against someone other than Stephen F. But boy, Wegman had just a lot of bounce, a lot of athleticism. You can see he can fling it around a little bit. Turner Koziel is a really big pickup because it doesn't matter if you're a wide receiver or tight end. You just need a weapon and a pass catcher. And he gives you that. And a lot of times, a guy who can run the seam for you at tight end, a big target, is one of the best friends of a quarterback. Cougs look good defensively. Yeah, it was a very good opening game for Willie Fritz. And he got lifted up on his players. The players lifted him up over they crowd surfed Willie after the game.
Yeah.
The University of Houston social media account had that. So, obviously, they like Coach Fritz.
Yep.
There it is.
There
AJ.
It is, AJ.
AJ, what'd you think?
AJ, how'd you like it?
I loved it. It was a great showing, and I think it's a great thing. Like we talked about yesterday, they can win around 7 games. But, I mean, of course, that was against Stephen F. Austin. But it's an encouraging thing to see from the first game, for sure.
Hey, I mean, you got to beat the teams that are on the schedule.
That's all.
That's all you got to do. And I think they can. I think they're going to be much better. They're going to be in a much better position to do that this year. They got a better quarterback. They've got more talent. They looked, you know, defensively, they were flying around pretty good. So. It was a good game for them. So Jane Slater is going to join us at the top of the hour. She covers the Dallas Cowboys for NFL Network, and she's embedded there, lives in Dallas. We'll talk about this Micah Parsons trade. I want to hear from a Cowboys fan right now. If you are super pissed about the Micah Parsons deal, and I didn't see a lot of Cowboys fans that – you saw some that were, you know, tried to spin it. But I want to hear from you at 713-780-3776 because I know you're mad. So I want the angriest Cowboy fan, 713-780-3776. AJ will let us know. AJ, let us know when somebody's on the line, and we'll get you right in before the top of the hour. I really want to hear from Cowboys fans because this is – now, Cowboys fans don't – that doesn't necessarily mean they're Dallas-based. You know what I mean? They could be a Cowboys fan and a Rockets fan. But if you're a Cowboys fan – and a Mavericks fan, holy crap. You've now lost Luka and Micah in the same year?
Yeah.
Well, the same, basically, in a, you know, in like
within
like a seven-month period.
Yep. So I've got a, I just saw most miserable fan bases. Most miserable fan bases,
we have
bases
a new
in
contender?
Sports. It's the Mavericks and Cowboys fans, 1 and 2. Most miserable fan bases.
You think that's accurate?
Oh, Cody? Okay. The A's are third. Aggies are fourth. Jets.
Aggies are fourth?
Aggies are fourth. Well, it's got to be a little frustrating for Aggie fan.
Yeah.
I mean, every year it seems like it's the same old, same old.
Yeah, I mean, that's true.
Yeah.
And you came in with so much hope. In 2011, we went into the SEC. Everyone said you're going to be a doormat, and you're great. And Johnny Manziel was great, and Kevin Sumlin was great. And you thought, hey, here we go.
And then
it's just never.
And then Jimbo.
Jimbo Fisher. And then we beat Alabama. Just things never. It's like A&M can never latch on to momentum and grow it.
Great as Johnny was, Heisman and all that, they finished third and fourth in their division. I mean, that was as good as it got. And Jimbo's offense was awful, and and so on and so forth. But, yeah, I could see where the – I don't know if miserable is the right – maybe frustrated is a better word for it. But, yeah, I don't know that Aggie fan is miserable, but it certainly it's got to be frustrating to think, yeah, we got good players and nothing over and over again.
That's kind of like being a Cowboy fan.
Well, Cowboys are up here on this.
We have CeeDee Lamb and Dak, and you had Micah. We've got good players and nothing. It's the same thing.
Yep. Cody is here, a Cowboy fan. Let's get him in here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Are you a Cowboy fan, Cody?
Yes, sir. Unfortunately, I am on this pretty morning.
So what do you think of the trade?
So paying $41 million for Micah Parsons to me was unrealistic. I'm okay that Jerry didn't pull a string on that. But what I'm not okay with is that Deshaun Watson can get traded and for 3 first round picks, and that's not your baseline. Deshaun Watson hadn't played football in 2 years. Micah Parsons has been a defensive havoc day in and day out, and you can't even start with a baseline of Deshaun Watson's trade.
It's a little different. Quarterback is different than defensive end.
Keep going, Cody.
Yeah.
But we're talking about the contract that is the highest non-paid quarterback contract.
Right.
Right.
But so quarterback is different.
It is. I'll give you that. But I just don't feel like we pulled enough for Parsons on his field play and you know my parents got to grow up watching the Cowboys in the 90s. Unfortunately, I was born a little too late for that. I was too young for that to remember, and so I don't get the America's team. You know, I've gotten the America's crappy team, and I feel like every year we try and reload, and we can't because Jerry can't get out of his way and hire a GM. And I'm you wanted the Angers Cowboys fan. I could go on for 30 minutes about how I've wasted money, gone to the stadium, watched Thanksgiving games at the stadium, driven from Houston to Dallas, you know, there and back in the same day just so I could watch them, spent money on jerseys, and I just don't feel like we're getting anywhere. I just don't. And I don't feel like we're going to get anywhere at all.
Yeah.
I like that new name, America's Crappy Team.
Yep.
I think that's a new – that should catch on. He said that's what he knows. He knows them as America's
Crappy Team, I believe. We've got Jane Slater going to join us on the other side. So we will talk about that with her next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.